The Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities, LEH, has an open call for public nominations for the 2021 Humanities Awards. The yearly program honors outstanding contributions by Louisianans who help us to better understand our state's culture and history. If you have someone in mind, act fast as the window to submit nominations is soon closing. LEH Vice President of Content, Erin Greenwald, joins us by phone now with details. Hello, Erin.
Hi, Diane.
Is this a unique opportunity for the public?
We are so happy to be able to recognize people who are doing good work in documentary photography, film, literature, literacy, and also the digital humanities.
And how is the process going so far?
Oh, it's going great. You know, it's one of the most exciting times of the year for us because we are really immersed in the wealth of cultural resources across our state. It's so great to hear from people statewide, from all 64 parishes, who are interested in recognizing culture bearers and humanity scholars in their areas of the state. We accept public nominations in the categories of Lifetime Contribution, Documentary Photographer of the Year, Humanities Documentary Film of the Year, Humanities Book of the Year, Light Up for Literacy, and we have a new category this year, Best in Digital Humanities.
Now, you have staggered deadline dates. Which categories remain open for nominations?
We continue to accept nominations for Documentary Film of the Year, Light Up for Literacy, Documentary Photographer of the Year, Lifetime Contributions, and Best in Digital Humanities. All of those nomination periods close on October 16th, with the exception of Documentary Film of the Year, which closes a little bit later on October 23rd.
Let's talk about some of the past recipients. Who comes to mind, and is there a story that you can tell us about a past recipient or two?
One of our most high-profile categories is the Humanist of the Year, and that's actually an internally nominated an awarded category, but we have been so fortunate in this state to have so many people on our long list of humanists who have really made Louisiana shine. Nick Spitzer, the longtime host of American Roots, you're probably very familiar with Nick. His
yes.
show is broadcast here and across the country. He was our humanist in 2006. More recently, we've had folks like William Joyce, the author and illustrator, who's also a pioneer in digital animation from up in Shreveport. He was recognized a couple of years ago. Of course, folks like Walter Isaacson and Cokie Roberts. More recently, Leah Chase. And this year, our humanist was Terrence Blanchard, the composer, musician, and educator, who is from here, best known for his compositions, but also plays a really important role in passing it on in terms of musical education in the state and across the country.
We just have a wealth of riches in this state. How do folks submit nominations?
The nomination process entails different things for different categories, but all start with a strong letter of nomination from the person who is considering nominating an individual or an organization. Full guidelines are available on our website. For categories like documentary film, you would need to submit the screener link so that we can circulate the materials to our review committees. Each of the categories has an independent review committee made up of colleagues from across the state. Once we review the nominees, we usually announce the awardees late in the calendar year, and they become the awardees for the following year. So we are currently accepting nominations for the 2021 Humanities Awards, which will be held, hopefully, fingers crossed, should public health conditions allow. Next year, there will be a celebration, our Bright Lights Awards Dinner, where we recognize all of the individuals who have won Humanities Awards.
And what are you most proud of about this annual program?
It's really an opportunity to hear from communities whose work maybe doesn't always get recognized, but who are contributing to the larger cultural landscape. And it's exciting for us to share their work and their contributions with our statewide audiences through the Bright Lights Awards Center and through our magazine, 64 Parishes.
Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities Vice President of Content, Erin Greenwald. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Thanks so much, Diane.
Additional information about the annual Humanities Awards can be found online at leh.org/humanities-awards. This is New Orleans Public Radio.